It's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. There's a lot of shows out there that are focused on the courtroom. Got Judge Judy, yeah. Divorce Court, Two Judges, One Gavel. Whoa, that's a hot one. Only on the internet can you see that one.
Do you have to pay for that one to watch it?
Yeah, you do. You got to have a subscription to a certain website. I'll give it to you later. Anyway, our segment, What You Doing at the Courthouse, is where Jose and our intern, Sue Lynn, just go down to the local courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm here getting my lunch.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, you're the only person walking out. You have like a Diet Coke and you have a big to-go box in your hand. What's in the box?
It's loaded nachos.
Ooh. Can I try one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, those are really loaded. All right, here. I'm just going to grab this one with the chip.
Yeah.
And a little jalapeno.
Yeah.
Mmm. Those are legit. Do they make those in here?
Yeah.
In the courthouse?
It's the special, yeah.
The special, so do you have to ask for the special?
I'm pretty sure it's listed, but it is called the Just Us Nachos.
Like justice?
Yeah.
Just Us Nachos. I think I get it.
They actually have food at the courtroom that's like at a ballpark? I had no idea.
It was legit really good.
Really?
It sounded
delicious, and what's with the puns in the courtroom cafeteria?
I know.
Well, that's
like
a really famous Richard Pryor joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Do you
think they're going
with the Richard Pryor joke, or do you?
I think that's probably how it's best known.
Okay.
He has a joke about saying something about like black people. Why is it called justice? Because anybody behind bars is just us.
Oh, that's really funny.
That's where I would think they'd be getting it from, because that's the only time I've ever heard it was from Richard Pryor.
That's a really deep look at nachos.
It really is, if you think about it. It really is a very, very deep take on things with those nachos. But I kind of want to just go down there and sample them.
Right?
They sounded good.
I'll go with you, bro.
And I had no idea they had so much fun food down there. Yeah. They have funnel cakes, too.
I bet.
They're good. Corn dogs? What else?
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm on jury duty.
Ooh, that sounds really fun.
Yeah, we're just sort of sitting around waiting to see if we get placed on a jury.
Do you hope to be placed on it?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You know, most people try really hard not to get placed on a jury. Why do you want to get placed on a jury?
Because it's important.
Good. Yes, I believe in it. I just say most people that I talk to say no because they think it's boring, or, you know, they get put on like an insurance case or something and they want to work, etc.
It's important. How else do we decide cases? Do you want to let some bureaucrat decide it, or some political appointee, or would you rather have 12 impartial people decide it? And an insurance case, that could be really important, like who insures which building or whether they're going to provide coverage. That could be a very important and very interesting case, and it certainly is to the people who are involved in it. So that's our role, to act as jurors.
Sorry, what did you say? I was Snapchatting with my friend on the phone, so.
That I actually believe happened.
That got kind of boring. It's like, oh, you're one of those.
You know, he got like, dismissed immediately, though. Like, that, yeah. Too much knowledge.
He can't seem to get on a case. He just wants to be on jury duty so bad.
And he's the guy that always hangs the jury, right? Like, he's the guy like, no, I don't agree with the rest of you.
I did that when I was on jury duty. I didn't want to go back to work. Also, I thought they were setting the guy up too.
Really?
It was me and this old lady against everybody else.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No, we did.
Okay.
It was a hung jury.
Hey.
And they caught the guy with a crack pipe in his hand, but I was like, still, dude, I don't know. Sounds set up to me. Also, can we string this out for like another 5 days? Because I don't want to go back to work.
Yes, we can.
She's like, I'm not doing anything. I'd be gardening if I wasn't doing this. This is exciting. It's What You Do at the Courthouse, where Jose and our intern, Sue Lynn, go down to the courthouse and just ask people a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Paraphernalia charges and possession charges.
Okay.
Messing with the drug game.
Okay, so what kind of paraphernalia? What does that mean?
Man, pipes, anything, Brillo, glass pipes, needles, cookers, pipes, cottons. Pipes. They know.
You know a lot, man.
Not really.
So where were you? Tell me the story. Were you at the park? You were at the homie's house?
I can't remember because I think I blacked out that night.
Oh.
So.
I wonder why.
Okay. I wonder, does that defense hold up in court?
I don't know.
I was so messed up. It could have been mine or it could have been. I don't remember.
Officer, it couldn't have been me. I was too high on crack cocaine that evening to know what was going on. He had a lot of pipes, though.
Yeah.
He kept coming back to the pipes.
I mean, he was a pipe collector.
That
would have been a better excuse than I just don't know.
I'm an artist. this.
It's what you do at the courthouse, where Jose and our intern Sulin go down to the courthouse and just ask people a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Well, I have a trial today, so.
Wow, that sounds intense.
I mean, it is a big deal, but you know, you just gotta be thankful for everything, you know?
Yeah, you know, the reason I actually talked to you is because I have to say, you look like you have a secret, and I wanted to know the secret.
I don't know what made you think that, but it's just...
That sounds like something a secret agent would say.
Nah, I'm just...
You're just dressed in all black, leather jacket. That's secret agent stuff, man.
I mean, it could be, you know? I
mean, your voice cracked. That means you're lying, dude.
No, I can't lie, because lying is a big sin.
Okay, so you can't lie.
No, I cannot lie.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do I look?
Look as in...
Like, am I pretty, basically? These are really important questions to me, I'm sorry.
Actually, I have no idea, like...
You can't lie.
I don't know, probably, maybe you're 4, I'm gonna say 5 or something.
So what? Is so pretty!
Oh my god! It's in the eye of the beholder, obviously, yeah. To him. She's not that pretty, she's like a 4 or a 5, but at least he didn't lie.
And I will say
he was trying to not say anything
exactly.
At all.
Yeah, she asked for it on that one. She just kept pushing.
She definitely did.
Yeah.